if it isn't a life-threatening emergency, obviously you want to call 911 and go to the emergency room. But when you have an urgent problem, say an ache, a pain, a sore throat, a cough, I would call the primary care physician first. See if you're able to get in, if they can accommodate you in a reasonable amount of time. Also, if your primary care doctor is closed on the evenings or the weekends, then urgent care is always an option.
Is it always best, if you decide on an urgent care clinic, mm-hmm. to still stay in touch one way or another with your primary care physician, either beforehand or after the visit?
I think that's always a great idea. Sometimes your primary care physician will, you know, direct you to an urgent care clinic. But if they don't and you do go to an urgent care facility, it's always best to call your primary physician afterwards and let them know what you were seen for and what they treated you with.
What level of quality in terms of service do we find at an urgent care clinic?
Most urgent care clinics are staffed by physicians and nurse practitioners and PAs that the physicians oversee.
So it's comparable to what you'd find primary care physician or an ER.
Yes, but in terms of having that continuity and that relationship with you that your primary care doctor does, the urgent care clinic doesn't offer that. It's just there for minor acute problems. Your primary care doctor is the person that you have the relationship with to treat your chronic medical problems and your preventative medicine needs and things of that nature.
Are there regulations, though, for what an urgent care clinic can treat, what it can't?
Not so much regulations, just based on each facility and what they have to offer. Some facilities are based in a hospital. Some are separate buildings. Most urgent care facilities will be able to offer limited imaging just in terms of x-rays, minor lab work, things like urine tests, flu tests, strep tests, and some do offer a little bit more in terms of blood work, but generally they all have about the same services to offer.
There's urgent care clinics, but then there's also what some people refer to as retail clinics.
Usually the retail clinics are housed in pharmacies or things like that, and they're usually staffed by a nurse practitioner. They're mostly for coughs, colds, sore throats. They don't offer the same range of services as an urgent care clinic would.
How should you go about choosing an urgent care facility?
Sometimes your primary care physician will have certain facilities that they might recommend. You can also talk to friends and family members who have maybe gone to an urgent care facility and had a good experience. And then there's always resources available on the internet to research and look up.
Time is of essence in, mm-hmm. when an injury actually happens. But until or unless one occurs, is it ever really too early to start thinking about what urgent care clinic you might want to visit should that need arise?
It's probably a good idea just to have an idea of what's around, what's available, and what clinics or urgent care facilities, you know, take your insurance, what their fees are and things like that. So I think that's always a good idea to be informed.